businesswoman and former Apprentice contestant Katie Hopkins. I don't know, maybe she should lead the country. Has never been one to shy away from giving her opinion, and particularly about fat people. But recently, well, she's decided to go for an experiment which you may find quite patronising if you're fat yourself. She says that she's so tired of hearing excuses for why people are fat that she's decided to get fat herself. And so she's eaten herself out of house and home. She was 8 stone 8. She's now over 12 stone. She's been eating 6,500 calories per day. I spoke to her over the weekend. We kicked off the interview with a bit of banter she was having with me on Twitter. And I see that you're tweeting already, talking to my favourite fatty boom boom, Stephen Nolan.
It's fatty boom boom. That's how you say it, Stephen. Fatty boom boom. And you are my favourite fatty boom boom. You've been a fatty for a long time.
Let's just explain to people what you're doing. You normally weigh 8 stone 8 and you've been eating 6,500 calories a day until yesterday to deliberately put on, what, 4 stone?
Yeah, so close to 4 stone. So I'm now, what am I now? 12 stone, just over 12 stone. That was yesterday. I've now stopped eating, although I did go out for a curry to celebrate. So I am virtually sort of twice the size of the person I used to be. I'm further than a size 16 for the ladies out there. And yeah, I guess it's about 13 ready meals a day, just to put those calories into some kind of context. Yeah.
What's it like being fat?
Do you know, I hate it. And that's one of the things this has been. I thought this was going to be a physical process. It was all about, you know, eat less, move more. I'm going to prove my point. If you eat less and you move more, you'll lose weight, which I believe. But of course, during that process, I've realised that being fat is really hard. It's not nice. And it isn't great trying to go out when you have nothing to put on. You don't feel right in anything. You think people are going to call your names behind your back. And you don't feel like anything like you want to be.
People like you.
Yeah, exactly. People like me. And so in a way, this has been very much putting my money where my mouth is and understanding what it's actually like to be fat.
So, how have you got to this then? What have you eaten?
Yeah, so I mean, it is a constant campaign of eating, really, that I've been going through. So every 2 hours, you need to get through about 500 calories, really. So you do a big bowl of cereal, then you do 2 slices of toast at 10 o'clock, then maybe a sort of burger and chips at midday, then 2 o'clock, another main meal, 4 o'clock, you hit again, and you keep going through till 10 o'clock at night. So it is a constant thing of maybe if you think about coconut cream in a little tin, I down those. I'll down packs of double cream. Anything that's fully fat and anything that's fully loaded in calories, just getting that down you. And it turns out that actually, I guess I'm right in the sense that if you don't move enough and if you stick enough food in your face, you turn out to be fat. And people have always said to me, oh, you're so lucky, you're so skinny, you're so lucky, you're so skinny. And of course, that's not the case. Actually, it turns out if you eat too much and don't move enough, I'm a fatty as well.
And have you more sympathy for fat people now?
I've got a lot more sympathy for fat people in terms of I now know how hard it is to be fat. I wish I could help people see, and actually my Twitter's doing a really good job of it, how much easier it is to be skinny or thin or slim or whatever term doesn't offend you. But, you know, to carry around an additional 95 jacket potatoes, we've weighed it out. I now carry around an additional 95 jacket potatoes. If I try and pick those up in carrier bags, I can barely carry them. And that's what my knees are carrying extra every day at the moment, and it's horrible. I can feel my guts, you know, sitting on the top of my thighs. It's disgusting.
There's a little part of me hopes that because you've been so disrespectful to fat people
now.
In your time, there's a little part, in fact, there's a big part of me hopes
part
that
of you,
you
darling.
Will not be able to lose the weight.
Yes, and there's
but
so
you're
many
stay
people
fat for the rest of your life because it'll shut you up, won't it?
And I love you for that in a way, that you reflect the views of so many. So, you know, when this programme comes to air in January, I suppose some of the joy is the torture of watching me put this weight on and sob my way through it. I didn't cry at childbirth. I didn't cry at any of my weddings, plural. But I've certainly cried my way through this. And then there's this sort of naughty side of people like you that are going, you know what, wouldn't it be brilliant if Hopkins couldn't lose it?
If you're
and she's
addicted
a fat cow
to crisps
for life.
And chocolate. chocolate and all those things that you just passed off to be so easy to give up.
Yeah, but wouldn't
I wonder,
it be brilliant?
Are you hooked, Katie? Do you think you're addicted to bad food now?
No, and what, wouldn't it be brilliant if all the people on my Twitter that are going, do you know what? I am lazy. I haven't done enough. I haven't moved enough. I do eat too much crap. I'm going to join you. Wouldn't it be marvellous if all those people did do something about it as they are? My girlfriends have lost half a stone already. Wouldn't it be great if we all joined in? And there are accepted. There are no, for the majority of us, there are no excuses for being overweight. Wouldn't that be great if you, Stephen, could sort of soak that up as well and say, yes, I'm also one of these people. How much have you lost recently, Stephen?
Well, you're out of touch, you see. So I was 20.
I know you've lost weight, sweetie.
I was, don't call me sweetie.
I've got a camera in your bedroom. I know what you've been up to.
I was 22 stone four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 15 four. I've lost 7 stone in 5 months.
There you go. And how have you done that, Stephen?
I haven't eaten as much.
There you go. And so it isn't complex, this, is it?
But you are being patronising towards people who have struggled with their weight day in, day out.
How am I
all
being
of this stuff.
I put in
because
my money
Katie,
where my
it
mouth
winds
is.
Me
How
up, and it winds other people up when you say it's not that difficult. Of course, it's difficult, and you're about to find out. So what are you going to eat now? How many calories are you going to eat a day to lose weight?
I don't know yet, Stephen, because I couldn't bear to think about it, to be honest, when I was still stuffing my face. But the joy of this is that I think by eating sensibly and by moving a lot, I'm going to get rid of this stuff.
Well, hold on. So what type of diet are you going to go on?
I'm not. My plan is not to go on a diet. I've never been on a diet in my life.
Well, you're going to stay fat.
No, I think I'm just going to go back to eating sensibly when I'm hungry and moving a lot, which is always what I knew best to do. And I think by doing it, I'm helping to prove that, you know, if you eat too much, you do get fat. But if you don't eat too much and you move enough, you can lose it again. And I'm sick and tired, you know what, Stephen, of this society where people say, do you know what? I've got big bones. No, you haven't. I've got a gene default. No, you haven't. I've got my curtains in my bedroom aren't dark enough. That's why I'm obese. It's not.
You don't understand, do you?
What don't I?
Seriously,
understand,
don't understand.
Stephen.
Well, you're doing this for a gimmick, right?
I'm not.
You're doing
you don't
this.
Give up 6 months of your life for a gimmick, Stephen. Well, I can think of much easier gimmicks than this one,
well,
mate.
Well, you're so desperate to be on TV that this is a publicity stunt, but some people genuinely struggle with their weight, Kelly.
I've been passionate about this for a long time, Stephen, as you well know. And the way to prove your point sometime is to go a step further than sitting on a sofa and putting your point across. And it's to say, do you know what? I'm going to give this a whirl. I am going to stick my body through the same trauma as the rest of you do every day. 50% of us now are overweight. 1 in 10 of us, and I do pant a bit, I can hear myself. 1 in 10 of our school children hit school already obese. 1 in 3 kids over 15 are already overweight or obese. And we're the fattest nation in Europe, Stephen. So it's no good sitting back and just having a bash at Hopkins. It's important that someone takes the time, effort and trouble to say, do you know what? There is no excuses for the size we've got ourselves into. And we can't keep supersizing our country around us to make ourselves feel better.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to get the 3.5 stone off that you've put on?
Well, I'm hoping, and I've said that I'll do it in 3 months, but I respect everybody's feedback, which I take from your cackle to be feedback, that it's going to be hard. Will you eat your words, Stephen, if I do this? Rather than eat a Mars bar, obviously.
I'll go further than that.
Will you, darling?
I'll race you.
Oh, what are we racing at? I'm loving this.
There you go. I'm serious.
Where? Put your money. We're racing around a track.
Oh, no.
You don't want to take on Hopkins.
So I have another 3 stone to lose, right? If I lose another 3 stone, I'll have lost 10 stone.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing.
I'll race you to Christmas. Let's see who can lose the next 3 stone quick.
Okay, but you should take credit, really, Stephen. And I'm not being rude nor patronising nor false. Losing that amount of weight is an amazing thing.
Thank you very much. That's a compliment from you, Miss Hopkins. Mm-hmm. I hope you have a terribly difficult time losing this weight because you have ridiculed fat people for years now. And there is nothing that gives me more pleasure than looking at the newspapers and seeing you really fat.
I know, have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it.
Have you seen the chins?
Yes.
Have you seen the chins on this bird?
You look terrible.
I do look terrible.
I hope you remain looking like that for the rest of your life.
Darling, that is the nicest thing you've ever said to me, and I am truly touched.
Right. So your goal, because I want to be able to...
Yeah, let's be very clear.
Pick you up on
12
this.
Stone now.
12 stone now. Your goal is 8 stone by Christmas. If you don't do it, you are a failure and you need to stop ridiculing fat people.
I think I like the race better when we were actually going to race around a track. I quite like that.
I'll race you around the track too.
I'm liking that more.
Right. January 2015.
The race is on.
I don't know. Like, do you think what she's saying is legit in that we've all got it in our heads that it's difficult to lose weight? Like, I find it a killer. I really, really do. It's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do in my life, losing weight.